Well, we just had to go out and make plays. You know, we started the game pretty good, moved the ball. We had to punt, but then we, got the ball the next drive. We went down and scored. We were moving it great. And, for the rest of the first half, we just one play here or there, whether it was a negative play or a bad pass by me, a drop, whatever it was, it just kind of derailed us. And against a good defense like that, you're going to have to play really well. And in the second half, we wanted to come out and make sure we want to make plays. Reggie sprung us with a great, big run. We picked up some third down conversions from some guys in critical situations, and that's the difference in a game. We did a great job in the second half of playing, putting up 24 points, I believe, in the second half is pretty good against that defense.
What does Fourier give you?
Size. I mean, he's a guy that's, he's got great hands. He's a guy that can, play in line, tight end, can split out, play a little outside. He and Pettigrew are the two most versatile tight ends. In the league, in my opinion, those guys are great players, and I'm happy to have them on our team.
What were you after that scramble, Spike, and
Malcolm? I was just trying to get everybody going. I knew it was going to take something to spark people, and that wasn't false, man. I was happy, number one, to be getting the first down, number two, to be down on the ground safe after a run. but I just wanted to get guys going, man. It was time to go, and, guys fed off that and made plays in the second half for us.
What were you hoping? Clearly, he wasn't 100%. Yeah. What was the
hope? Just trying. It's up to him, and he's battling as hard as he can to be out there as much as he possibly can. Everybody knows he's not feeling great, and just having his presence out there, I think, helped those guys at receiver. But he made some big plays for us. Nothing down the field, nothing crazy like that. But just having him out there, as an option on a guy that was catching underneath stuff today and doing a great job.
I'm trying to keep track of the number of drops you guys had in the first half. What do you say to guys when the ball's there?
No, just those guys know I trust them. They're going to have bad halves of football just like I'm going to have bad halves of football, and that happens. And we're a team. We win together, we lose together, we play together. Guys are going to have down halves, and me included. So I just I go out there and let them know that I'm going to keep coming to them, keep running routes. They're getting open, doing a great job against a really great defense. Everybody talked about it all week, how good this defense was, and those guys, won on the outside.
Yeah. Was it the same play?
No, I mean, it's not the same play, but it's similar. Reggie's a talented guy out of the backfield catching the football. He did a great job in the second half for us, made some big plays. We got him matched up with 53, and he made a miss quite a few times and got open. And, his big run sprung us, put a lot of air in the balloon, too.
You didn't go to him at all in the first half for them. It seemed like you made a concerted effort to find him.
We had to kind of feel out what their game plan was going to be. They're a zone team on film, and they come out here today and play us cover one the whole game. So at halftime, we go in. Coach Linehan's got great adjustments for us. Says, hey, they want to play man coverage. Let's get Reggie Bush on 53. That's a great matchup for us. So, we did it, and he made plays.
Did you have as much fun, Matthew, when Fourier gets in the end zone, anticipating what on earth he's going to do as we can watch him?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a fun guy, man. He brings great energy. He's a guy that works hard, does all the right things, and – just loves playing the game. You can see it when you watch him play. He's a happy guy. It's not me. He's just happy to be in the end zone. And, I'm happy for him.
Do you know his numbers?
He had the same route on him, but
right.
It's, different play call, but he's got a single route on that the same, yeah.
Do you know his numbers? 8 catches, 6 touchdowns on the year?
It's pretty good.
were you aware of
that? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Matt Kellen, for a second.
Not to me. We got a lot of guys at the receiver position battling through some stuff right now. And, he's no different than everybody else. Obviously, he's the best receiver on the planet. So as much as we can have him out there, we'd love to have him out there. And that's, just a testament to how tough a guy he is. He's not feeling good, but he's out there battling with his teammates, trying to make any play he can to help us win.
Durham's big day was...
Sorry? Absolutely. He's battling through some stuff, too. I mean, everybody out there is giving it everything they had. Chris is a guy that's a reliable guy. He's going to be in the right spot. He's going to make plays, and he had some great ones today. That ball I threw down the sideline on Joe Hayden where he skied up and went and got it, I mean, that's the kind of stuff he can do. And, the more production that he has, the more confidence he's going to get. The more plays he plays, it's experience in this league, and he's doing a good job for us.
Was it by design, his targets, or was he just winning his individual matchups?
He's just winning his individual matchups. He was doing a good job. you know, Joe Hayden's a pretty good corner, and lots of times he was drawing the other guy or even the nine ball I threw to him. You know, he went up over Joe and made a great play. So I got a lot of respect for that defense, but we just made the plays today.
Last question, guys. In the second half,
I mean, they got a lot more pressure on the defense.
Big time, absolutely. As an offense, if you don't score, you want to flip the field, and hopefully you can get the ball back close to where you punted from. And our defense is doing that the whole second half. And if they can do that, that's huge for us as an offense. And they play fantastic in the second half. Everybody, you know, we had a slow start to this game, offense, defense, special teams, everybody. Made a concerted effort at halftime, come out there as a team and make plays, you know, play with energy, play with fire, and you know, it happened for us.
Thank you.